Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Annie's obsessed. She gets the traffic right. Annie's obsessed. Don't call her Monday night. The president of Bachelor Nation.
Yep.
If you didn't know.
Now you know.
Don't get her started on Supermarket Joe.
She met him. Annie's obsessed. All of your intros are bangers.
She met him.
All right, Annie. What happened last night?
Okay, so last night's episode, all about trust. Whose story do you believe? Buckle up for a ride of lies and backstabbing. Ooh. It was a beautiful Shakespearean play, if you will, on ABC last night. So last week, three different girls told Colton that there were still girls left that were not ready for marriage, and he's starting to really lose it. So we start the episode off with a one-on-one date with Tayshia. And it's honestly your dream date, Kennedy.
Really?
Colty's baby dog is there. He's on the date with them. They do wine tasting, oysters. They even get ice cream, a doggy included. And I know you're swooning for this. Don't you lie to me.
I'm totally swooning.
But then Tayshia drops the ultimate bomb. She pulls the, I don't want a tattletale, but I'm a tattletale.
I feel like Cassie and Kaylin aren't genuine. And I believe that's who Katie was referring to. And Sydney and Demi. They're already talking about, you know, being the next bachelorette, and they've also have said that they don't really think that they're going to be ready to get engaged at the end of this.
So she was saying they were here for the wrong reasons. They would just want
to
be...
So you're trying to tell me that on a show where they try and make people fall in fake love,
yes,
these girls are only doing it to get famous. Wow, I'm shocked, Daniel.
Were they next to a garbage disposal during that
No,
audio?
Honestly,
what was going on?
The editing on ABC, not good. We're going to have to talk about that later.
Get it together, Chris Harrison. I believe in you.
But I just want to say, Tayshia's been one of my favorite girls all season, but how can you love someone that's a snitch and tries to start drama? Because I know I'm not here for it. Also need to call out the Bachelor producers. I know you're recording these poor trap girls 24-7, so show us the receipts. Did Cassie and Kaylin say these things? I just want to say, if Cassie doesn't get a rose, I will riot. Second one-on-one day goes to Kaylin, and Colton has some serious questions for Kaylin after Tayshia questions why she's here. Kaylin and her magical Furby eyes, they convince Colty baby that she is ready for that Neil Lane ring, and she gets a rose, but the steam is still coming out of her ears. When she returns home is when the popcorn starts popping, ladies. She confronts Tayshia about being a big old snitchy snitch.
We all talked about it, and we all were like, who do you possibly think that they could be talking about? I just think it's kind of funny that we all kind of came up with the same conclusion that it was you and Cassie.
That's great. Y'all can think that we're not ready. I know you can't tell me if I'm ready or if I'm not. You know, I'm the only person who can say that.
And I think, like, if the tables were reversed, like, you would do the same exact thing.
That's not true.
Oh, okay.
I never once threw you under the bus because that's not the type of person I am.
I hate it when the tables get reversed. How about you?
Listen, Rubin's racing. Do what you got to do.
I just want to say this television should not be free. It is just so good.
I'm not over big Furby eyes yet.
Wait till I show you a photo of her. She looks like a Furby. Hannah B gets the last 101, and this one, harsh, ladies. Colty Baby takes Hannah B to his family home in Denver. She meets the Rents, has wine with the mom, whole nine yards. Then he sends her packing.
What?
Not Colty Baby. He would never.
After she said she was in love with him. And I am rattled. Colty Baby is ice cold. He's not playing around. We end the episode with a group date. Hannah G, Cassie, Kerpa, and Heather. They're in the middle of nowhere. And there's this train with no sight to see and no end to see in sight. And Heather wastes no time. She says she's just not there yet with Colton. She's just not into it. So she hops on the train, Hogwarts. I don't know where she's going. She just goes bye-bye.
Did she have a little stick with the bandana on the end holding in all her things?
Bye, Colton. I gotta go home.
I'm gonna go ride the rails.
Then the tea starts spilling. It's Kerpa's word versus Cassie's.
What? Why would you go spend your time talking to Colton about me?
I think he needs to know all the
know
facts.
What? A lie?
It's not a lie.
It is a lie.
It's a lie.
Not
I'm
a lie.
Telling you right now. Told the girls. And if you have a problem with it, then you need to call Katie up and
okay, yeah,
her
let me just
it.
Grab my phone and call Katie right now.
She's the one
I'm
that
telling
told
you.
Him. He says he trusts Katie.
Okay, whatever.
If he
Kerpa,
trusts Katie.
Whatever.
Whatever. Whatever. Whatever.
Colton says he needs time for clarity and reflection. Is this a yoga retreat? And when he returns for the nighttime portion of these days, he immediately gives Hannah G a rose, and now it's just Cassie and Karpa sitting in absolute silence. But Colty Baby comes back and makes the right decision and gives Cassie a rose. Thank God America's sweethearts are still back together.
Oh, God.
We are finally at hometowns next week. I thought it was going to be this week, but obviously they just have to prolong it and make me watch 2 hours of television every week. It's fine. I'm not bitter.
Bachelor fantasy update.
Will he ask four dads if he can marry their daughter? Where's the bow chicka wow wow? I'm also in fourth place right now. Let's go.
Yay. All right. Thank you, Annie. Thank you, Annie, very much. We appreciate that you are obsessed.
I don't know anything that just happened, but I feel dirtier for hearing it.
I just need to go look at a picture of that chick gal with the Furby eyes. So.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.